All right. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Olam HaAvodah. We were discussing the ways that we could have a sincere, a deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're on the bottom of page Vav, Dav Vav, last paragraph. And now, Rav Kesselman is going to bring up a well-known Mishnah, Avos, which seems to be difficult to comprehend in light of what we've been saying. Everything is about a dveikus, a connection. So let's put the puzzle together. Shani debereish maseches Avos. We learn in the third Mishnah Avos. Al tiyu kavadim hamsham shimet harav am menat lekabel pras. Don't be like servants that serve their master for the sake of receiving a reward. What should you do? Ella rather, hevu kavadim hamsham shimet harav shelo am menat lekabel pras. Be like servants that serve their master not for the sake of receiving a reward. Venimsa, we find Shalim Lavodat Hashem Lishma.
Mikey Kamenetsky, please come to the main office.
We have to.
Mikey Kamenetsky, please join us in the main office.
Fight through. We have to serve Hashem Lishma. V'lo avor schar, and not for the sake of receiving reward. Afilu kedei lekabel scharenu v'lam haba, even if it means to receive reward in the next world. So we're not supposed to do it for schar for the next world. Vadvarim tu'unim bir. But we have to understand this well-known Mishnah. Shekfi anira zehu maila gavoya ter miyasagatenu. This seems like a level that's beyond our grasp, beyond our reach. Kedavar shu b'shemayim me'ever liyam. It seems like it's in Shemayim and across the sea.
Reminder everybody, please put your money in.
For two reasons.
Zachary Giver or Jared Kitchis for the TABC Night Out to Brooklyn, $25 cash or a check made out
stay
to
through,
TABC.
Stay with us. Stay with us. These two perpetrators.
Friday to submit payment.
It's beautiful. Seems like it's something in Shemayim and over the sea for two reasons. Harisho, number one, why is this so difficult? Can't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu for this anticipation of reward. Sheteva Adam hu shirak mukhan lasod davar sheyodea shezu tov va'avuro. A person, the nature is, a person only ready to do something if he knows that it's in his best interest, if it's good for him. And here, they're requesting us to do something without any personal gain, personal benefit. It's very, very difficult. Vashani, the second difficulty. We know and believe that there's a world of payback, of reward, that's beyond our grasp, beyond our ability to understand. Shekol rega b'olam haba, every moment in the next world. Odiv yotir mikol anos olam hazeh. Every single moment in the next world is better than all the benefits, pleasures of this world. Biyachad, combined. Kmo sheshinu ba'avos, like we learn in Avos as well. Yofa she'acha shekolos ruach b'olam haba. One moment, kolos ruach, of just a glimpse of the next world, mikol chay olam hazeh, is better than the whole world. Olam hazeh. How can we ignore this fact? In order to do the mitzvos l'shma, how can we ignore this? This is very difficult to understand. We know that the next world, you combine all the pleasures of this world, all together, they don't even touch one moment in the world to come. Mashal ma davar dome. Let's give a mashal. La'achar mevakish mechaver lasos lo tova. Somebody asks his friend, "Can please do me a favor?" Vomarlo shim yimalei mevakshu yitain lo mechonid chadasha viyomeret bachutz. And he tell him, "You know what? I got this favor. If you could get it done, your new car is waiting for you, and I got the keys right here. Yours, cash in the bank. It's yours. You just have to do this one favor, and the car is yours." Elo b'tznai achad yitain lo mechonid. What's the one condition that you get the car? Sheyaseh chesed kul shma. That you do the chesed completely for the right reasons. Because you love him. Not to receive the car. It'd be very difficult to really do because you love him and not because you're going to receive a car. So we have to understand this Mishnah in Avos. How are we able to serve Hashem not for the sake of receiving a reward? Number one, again, we're hardwired, we're programmed to do things that benefit us. And secondly, how can we not anticipate it? One moment in the next world is greater than all the pleasures of this world. That's something I would want to naturally anticipate and long for. So Mir Tashem is going to invite in this Heilig Chabura. We're going to unearth this very deep Mishnah in Avos. Yishkach.